Halfchop was never very sure of what fractured his muzzle and wrecked his nose, but he never forgot the sounds as it hit him. Ker-chunk! Bad Red saw the rat's light snuffed out with a gentle hiss as it fell into some stagnant water. He went and shook the Weasel Brothers, Floggo and Rog, awake.
Rouse your bones, dear. Go and fetch old Halfchop back here. He went wandering off up the ditch. It looks like they're just falling over. Go on, move. It'll soon be gone.
When they returned, hauling the senseless rat, Bad's Red blew on the embers and stirred the fire. He winced as he saw the damage to Halfchop's face. Awakened by the commotion, Flinky dug some dried herbs out of his pouch and lit them so that they smouldered. The weasels held the rat's head steady as Flinky pushed the smoking herbs under his nose. Halfchop's eyes opened immediately when the pungent fumes got to him. Bad Red squatted beside him.
What happened?
Halfchop looked at the fox quizzically as he repeated the question.
Who did that to you? What happened?
Halfchop spoke. Just one word.
Ker-chunk.
Flinky put aside the smouldering herbs.
What did you say, mate?
Halfchop looked at Flinky as if seeing him for the first time. He looked at Bad Red the same way and spoke the word again.
Ker-chunk.
Losing his patience, Bad Red pawed the cutlass edge menacingly.
Talk sense! I asked you what happened! Keep saying that stupid word and I'll ker-chunk you, good and proper.
Halfchop leaned close and whispered in the fox's ear.
Ker-chunk.
As Flinky saw the cutlass beginning to rise, he stepped in and stayed his crew leader's paw.
Ah, now, leave him alone, Chief. The poor old rat's not in his right mind at all. How do you feel, matey? Better now?
Halfchop smiled foolishly over his swollen muzzle.
Ker-chunk.
Dawn crept in from the east, pale pink and lilac, in a creamy haze. Dewdrops bedecked the flatlands beyond the ditch. Redwall Abbey's twin bells tolled out the opening of a new summer day. Martha watched Torren, Abbot Carroll, and several others mounting the gatehouse steps. Frustration tinged the hare maid's plea to them.
Let me come up on the ramparts. I want to see what's happening. Oh, please. I feel so helpless down here.
Torren shook his head.
It might get a bit dangerous up here, me pretty. Best you stop down there and look after the dibbins.
Little Shilly, the squiddle babe, made a scramble for the steps.
Come on, we all go up on a wall. Then Miss Marth gotta be up there with us'uns.
Sister Sessiva ran down and blocked the dibbins' way.
Och, no, you don't, my wee babes. I'll come over to the orchard with you and Martha. We'll see if any blackberries are ripe enough to be picked yet. A good idea, eh?
Squeaking with delight, the Abbey babes pushed Martha's chair across the lawns, so fast that the hare maid was forced to hold on tight to the arms. Sister Sessiva chased after them, shouting in a thin, reedy voice.
Slow down, you naughty creatures! Go easy with Miss Martha!
Junty and Brother Weld kept an eye on the ditch as they made their way along to the threshold over the main gate. Throwing a brief salute, the cellar hog made his report to the abbot.
Looks like they're making a move, Father. Come in this way.
The wall party was armed with a variety of window poles, kitchen utensils and tools. Apart from one or two slings and bags of pebbles, there were no real weapons to be found within the bounds of the peaceable abbey. Torren gave Junty a sling and some stones. He tossed a long ash stave to Brother Weld.
These ain't much, but they're better than nothing, friends.
Now the vermin crew had reached the spot directly below where the red wallers stood. They halted, only the top of the heads visible. Silence fell as they waited, standing in a muddy pool of ditch water. Torren whispered to Abbot Carroll.
Let them state their business first.
The silence from below became rather protracted. Then a voice spoke out.
Ker-chunk!
This was followed by Bad Red hissing.
Somebody shut the fool up!
Curiosity overcame old Fred the gatekeeper, who called out.
What do you want? Speak up!
Bad Red had envisioned himself leaping boldly from the ditch to state his demands. However, he was far too short for such a thing, so several of the crew had to lift him up and boost him onto the path. It was a totally undignified procedure. The little fox landed sprawling on the dust and gravel. He sprang up quickly, took a swaggering step forward and tripped over his cutlass.